If the popular TV series Breaking Bad were to be resurrected, you know, maybe with an update on Jesse Pinkman or something, the producers could have a new option for those periodic table-inspired opening credits. Scientists have created a new element, and a very heavy one at that. Joining us now to explain this is Clara Moskowitz. She's an associate editor with Scientific American. Hi, Clara.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What is Element 117?
Element 117 is a brand new element on the periodic table that we've never seen before. We haven't ever found it in nature, but scientists just created it inside a laboratory. And an element is defined by how many protons are inside the atom, inside its nucleus. And this one has 117 protons, which is pretty huge. It's the second largest element we've ever found.
How did physicists create this new element, 117?
So to create 117, they needed to take two ingredients that had the right number of protons to add up to 117. And they started with calcium, which has 20 protons inside of its nucleus, and an element called berkelium, which has 97. Berkelium itself is not easily found. You can't just buy it off the shelf. So Oak Ridge National Laboratory in Tennessee actually had to spend 2 years making a large enough sample of berkelium to use in this experiment. Once they had the berkelium, they accelerated the calcium nuclei fast enough so that they were going about 10% the speed of light, and then they slammed them together. And the idea is, if two nuclei are slamming into each other with enough force, with enough speed, occasionally two of them will hit head-on and they'll stick together to form a brand new element with the combined number of protons.
And why do physicists want to create these heavy, heavy elements?
Partly it's for the thrill of discovery, of making something brand new that's never been seen before, because when they create these elements, they are curious about their properties and how they act differently compared to all of the other known elements. And also, there's this fabled island of stability on the periodic table. It's just an idea. It's not proven, but they believe that there might be an area on the periodic table that exists where really heavy elements become stable and live for a really long time.
Now, explain that concept. Is it that the heavier the element gets, the less stable it is?
That's right. So remember in high school chemistry class, we probably learned that protons have a positive charge. And inside a nucleus, there's protons and neutrons. The neutrons are neutral. But the protons are repelling against each other because two positive charges repel. Mm-hmm. So the more protons you pack into a nucleus, the more repellent force there is trying to break it apart. And nature just doesn't like a large nucleus, it seems.
What is the heaviest element that we can find in nature?
Uranium is the heaviest one that's found in large enough quantities. Anything past that is usually artificial or usually created in the laboratory. And what's really interesting is that they don't know for sure if these really heavy elements don't exist in nature or if we just haven't seen them yet. And there are a lot of searches underway right now looking for really trace small amounts of these super heavy elements that might exist here on Earth, just underneath our noses.
So what happens to these heavy elements in nature? Do they break apart quickly?
They do. So uranium, as we all know, is radioactive, meaning that it decays into smaller elements over time. It doesn't stay stable. And we measure how long an element lasts on average by its half-life, meaning half of it will be gone after this amount of time. And element 117, for example, has a tiny, tiny half-life. It lasted on average only 50 milliseconds before disappearing.
And how does this brand new element now relate to this concept of island of stability that you explained earlier?
Right. So scientists hope that they're getting closer with this element. They don't know where this island might be or exactly how many protons it would take to reach this new level of stability and long life. But they saw a few signs in this process with element 117 that are very hopeful. For example, when element 117 decays, it breaks down into smaller elements. And one of them was something called lawrencium. It has 103 protons in its nucleus. But they saw a version of Laurentium that's never, ever been seen. And this version actually lasted for 11 hours. It had a half-life of 11 hours, which is an incredibly long time for these very heavy elements. And the fact that it lasted so long suggests to the scientists that they might be getting close to the island of stability.
Thank you so much for joining us and for explaining this to us.
Thanks for having me.
There's antimony, arsenic, aluminum, selenium, and hydrogen, and oxygen, and nitrogen, and rhenium, and nickel, neodymium, neptunium, germanium, and iron.
Clara Moskowitz is an associate editor with Scientific American.